CASA is developing a new housing community for Orange County. The development hopes to provide stable and affordable housing for people who are homeless or at risk. CASA received funding and a loan for the new Perry Place development from the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency. Other funding was provided by Orange County, Town of Chapel Hill, Town of Carrboro, and local charity Stroud Roses. The Perry Place development straddles the Chapel Hill and Carrboro line, with 24 units in Chapel Hill and 24 in Carrboro. Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, was at the groundbreaking for Perry Place. She says she's excited that development will allow 48 families in the community to have homes.
But I think the great thing is that we're providing affordable housing and we're doing this together as a joint venture.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger was also at the groundbreaking. Additionally, she served as one of the CASA naming submission judges for the development. Heminger says the name is in honor of a community leader and activist.
Perry Place was chosen after Velma Perry, a longtime Chapel Hill resident who always advocated for affordable housing and inclusiveness.
Velma Perry lived in the same house in Chapel Hill for 98 years. She fought for noise ordinances, trash rules, and development regulations. As a board member for the local nonprofit Empowerment, she helped create the conservation districts in Northside and Pine Knolls. Price, who was also a CASA naming submission judge, says Perry was the clear winner of the 50 name submissions for the new community.
To name it in honor and in memory of Velma Perry was the most moving part of it because she was such a rock star in Chapel Hill and really for all of Orange County.
The development will serve families and individuals earning less than 60% of the area median income. Rent for the 1 and 2 bedroom apartments will range from $350 to $950 per month based on tenant household income. Other amenities within Perry Place will include an ADA accessible playground, multi-purpose room, and a computer center. Some apartments will be reserved for individuals living with disabilities. Construction is set to begin in the summer, according to CASA. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.